This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome to Change Your Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Gomez. One thing in life we know for sure is we're all going to get old and we're all going to die. That's the truth. No matter what happens, it's bound to happen. Most of us think we know everything, and one thing goes in one ear and comes out the other when we get advice from older people. People are older, have gone through it all, they've made a lot of mistakes, and they learn from their mistakes. And if they talk, we should listen. If they get advice, we should listen. If we listen to the advice, we save ourselves so much time, so many years, for we don't have to make that mistake. We can avoid that mistake and improve and get better. My dad always gives me advice and I always listen. Because I'll admit it, I am not the smartest guy in the world, nor will I ever be. And I love learning. If it's going to benefit me and benefit others, by all means, I'm for it. And willing to listen. But nowadays in society, people just don't want to listen. People don't care. People think they know it all, which we don't. And sometimes you just got to be humble and listen. My dad always tells me this over and over. Since he's retired, he tells me, one day you will be at my age. You will be here. And he tells me, that's going to go by fast. And by the time you know it, you'll be my age. You're not going to be able to do as much as you used to be able to do when you were younger. You're not going to be able to make as much money as you can because you're old. Your body's going to give up on you. Your body's not going to be able to do certain things that you were able to do before. Your health will not be as great as when you were younger. But we don't think about this. We live in the moment. We live paycheck to paycheck. We work a job that we hate. We never try to improve or get better. We never try to be the best versions of ourselves, physically, mentally, and financially. Because eventually we're all going to get old and we're all going to die. But do we ever plan for retirement? Do we plan for that age? Because most people don't. People just do the same thing over and over. They work a job during the week, and weekends they have to themselves. And they do the same thing over and over again, repeating the cycle until the old, until they're able to finally do something since they're now retired, and then they can live life, and then they die. That's the cycle of what society is nowadays, unfortunately. But you can avoid a lot of it by preparing, living your life, being the best you can be. Because a lot of old people have great advice, and most of them wish they didn't do certain things. They have regrets, and they say sometimes, I wish I was your age because I'd be able to do this and I would change this and I wouldn't have done this. The thing is, we don't know it all, like I said. The best wisdom we get is when we get older. We get wiser, we make mistakes, and we learn from them. Like I said, you can avoid all that by listening to your elders because they made those mistakes and they learned from them. And hopefully, you don't have to make those same exact mistakes. Sometimes you have to be responsible. You can't just live in the moment, go party, go blow money, whatever it is, buy things you don't need. You have to be responsible, plan ahead. Because times will not get easier. Times only get tougher, unfortunately. And that's just how it is. Whether you fall behind or you improve, that's up to you. Whether you take people who are older than you's advice or you don't, that's up to you. Like I said, not everyone's advice is good, but majority of older people's advice is pretty good because they've done it all, they've seen it all, and they learn from it. That's the best wisdom you can get because we want to get smarter as we grow. That's the honest truth. And I'm going to play you a video where you can listen for yourself of people that are 70 and 80 years old, and they're giving advice to people that are younger. Or even to their younger selves, if they could go back in time. But I just want you to take a listen and just think about it. Just process what they have to say. Not brush it off. Take time and just think for a second. and let it process because they made mistakes and they've learned from them. They've gained wisdom throughout their life, and this is the wisdom they're giving to you. So take a listen.
Keep active, don't smoke, don't drink, and have fun, you know, enjoy yourself.
Don't be a follower. Be an independent mind. Have your own judgment about things. Otherwise, you're going to become a robot. We used to, when we were young, make sure that we would write a beautiful letter with the right words, right style, etc. This cannot exist anymore because you only communicate via this thing, which I don't even give it a name. Tap, tap, tip, 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 tip. It's like a telegram. It's a monstrosity.
Relax.
Show me the same respect as you show to any other human.
Don't look at the critics, because it'll throw you off your game. You stay true to your vision.
They give you the standard crap.
Give me your crap, not the standard.
My crap is really, if you think of something, honestly, you could be dead tomorrow. So really, even at your age, you could be fucking dead tomorrow. So, no, I'm serious. Look out, the meteor, you know. Just if you really want to do it, you really ought to do it.
I would probably encourage people to do what you are passionate about. Like you hear people say, I can't believe I'm being paid to do this. That would be wonderful.
Do something that challenges you for all the expectations that you might think you have and limits you might have. Try and see the world through other people's eyes.
We don't all have the same opportunities, and it's up to us to make sure that others have the same opportunities we do.
Every day you got to grow, and every day you got to learn something. Yeah. You can't just lie in bed and eat cookies. You have to get up and get going. You don't know it all. For sure you don't know it all. So don't think you do.
And you never
keep
will.
Keep on learning. Learn from somebody every day. Don't take out more than you put in.
Probably try and do the best thing you can by yourself. And then when you know and love yourself, you can actually give a little bit more to other people.
Never do anything that might cause remorse, because remorse is something that you cannot repair.
Turn a cheek. If someone comes at you or yells at you or insults you, look the other way.
Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about the feedback you're getting. I mean, take the feedback because that helps you refine what you're working on and it can be useful, but just stop worrying so much and just do something interesting and that's it.
Don't put off to tomorrow what you can do today.
Just be a good person. If you're a good person, somehow everything works out to be good.
I always say, we only get one life, so don't waste it. And it's true. Like I said, we're all going to get old eventually. It's bound to happen. It's inevitable. It's part of life. We're only on this planet for so long. These people, they've lived their life. They've given advice to younger people. And it's great advice, in my opinion. So why waste it? Why not be the best you can be? Live up to your full potential. Not waste days just sitting around, scrolling on social media, seeing what other people are doing, how they're living their lives, what's going on. Live your life. Because everyone posts everything about their life, what they're doing. Why can't you live in the moment? Try to be a better version of yourself. Prepare for your future. And enjoy life, of course. But it doesn't stop you from being the best version of yourself. Most people hate their lives. And they do nothing about it. So they waste their whole life. And you don't get that time back. And you don't get your life back. Once it's gone, it's gone. So if you're not happy where you're at in life, do something about it. If you don't like a job, get a better job. If you want to do something with your life, that most people say that you can't do it, just know if you want to do it, you can do it. But you have to work really, really hard. I was just like everybody else. I had a job, which I hated. I got tired of doing the same thing over and over again. I took the biggest risk, and I started working for myself. That's the biggest risk you can take in life. Was it easy? Of course not. But I didn't want to work my whole life doing a job that I hated. So what? I worked double the hours on my own, working for myself, before I could be free from working for somebody else. Most people don't want to take that risk, or most people are just scared, or most people are just comfortable living a normal life, to each their own. But like I said, I don't want to waste my life, and I hope you don't either. Because we're all going to get to their age, we're all going to be elderly eventually, and are you going to live with regret? Are you going to hate where you're at in life? Are you going to wish you did things differently? Because we can't go back in time. It is what it is, That's how life is. When you're at that age, are you going to regret your life, or are you going to say, I lived my life to the fullest. I did everything I possibly could with my life, and I'm happy how I lived my life. Most people can't say that, unfortunately, because most people just live in the moment, blow money, and just live life without any consequences, without thinking about the future, thinking about anything else. That's society nowadays, especially with all these distractions around us that keeps us occupied and keeps us dumb and keeps us in the zombie mindset. We don't want to improve. And by the time you know it, we're all going to be old and we're going to be, what do we do with our lives? And we're going to live with regret. Living with regret is one of the worst things you can do. I'm having to listen to one more clip about elderly's giving advice. Take a listen.
For me, my biggest regret was I wanted to be an actor. That was my dream since I was in like elementary school. I was in all the school plays and I had a modicum of success like when I was in my late teens, early 20s. I was on a few TV shows and I was like sort of almost like on the cusp of like making it. I guess I got scared and it was like, you know, I need to work. I need to support myself, obviously. I was the quintessential starving artist. I was sleeping on friends' couches. I was bartending. I was a server, whatever, doing what I had to do so I can go on auditions during the day. And I kind of like gave up on that dream and got like the typical corporate 9-to-5 job. And that's my biggest regret in my life, because I was like 20, let's say 22. I should have really kept at it and pursued it, because that's all I've ever wanted to do was be an actor. And now I have some lame corporate job, and it's like, yeah, I can pay my rent and whatever, live, but what is the point at the end of the day? You recognize that time is so short. That's the only one thing that you can't get back. Sort of hyper aware of that now. You know, when you're 22, you think you're going to live forever. I got my whole life ahead of me. No, you have to do it then. Try, fail. There's nothing to be ashamed of with failure. Just learn from it and then move on and just try a whole bunch of different things. That would be my biggest advice to a young person.
If you could give one piece of advice to someone younger than you, what would you say?
We both love to travel, and I think we waited until we thought, oh, we can afford that. It would have been much more fun to travel when we were younger at less nice places. So we didn't start really traveling until we were about 50.
Yeah.
Yes, we can afford nicer places to go, but it would have been much more fun to have done some backpack stuff.
Make sure you do what you enjoy doing. Don't just get a job. Have a passion for what you're doing.
Don't live with regret. Don't settle for average. Don't settle for normal. Be somebody in life. Be great. Have a great life. For once you're at an old age, you can reflect and say, I had a great life. I did everything I could. And I'm proud and happy of myself. Most people can't say that, unfortunately. Don't be like everybody else. Be different. Listen to people that are older than you that give good advice. You don't know everything. I don't know everything. None of us know everything. Continue to learn. Continue to seek knowledge. Continue to seek advice. That's how we improve. That's how we grow as human beings. What you make of your life is up to you. You have control of it. You have possession of your own life. Depends how hard you want to work. Depends what you want to do. Depends what you want to sacrifice. It's all on you. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. What you want to do with it, that's your decision. Whatever route, road you want to take, that's up to you. If you want to waste your life, that's up to you. But like I said, we're all going to be at that age eventually. Like my dad said, we're all going to be old. That I'm going to get there eventually too. And you prepare for it. And you're going to look back with your life. And you're going to ask yourself, what did I do with my life? What did I accomplish? That's something you need to think about. And I hope when you're at the end of your life, on your deathbed, you don't regret your life. Don't regret that you didn't live it to your full potential. That you could have been somebody. You could have done great things. You could have changed the world. You could change your family's lives. Don't regret that. Because that's the worst regret you can have before your life on this planet. Like I said, we only get one life. Don't waste it. that's going to be it for this podcast episode. As always, I truly appreciate your valuable time for listening to this podcast. And I thank you, as always. Thank you, Patreon member Blade262, for supporting the podcast. It truly does help. If you want to be a Patreon member and support the podcast, you can do that by joining the Patreon, and the link is in the description below. As always, please like, subscribe, comment, and share the podcast with other people if you think it would be beneficial to them. I wish you the best. I wish you the great things in life. I hope you don't regret anything. I hope you took this podcast serious and understand. Listen to people. Listen to their advice. Take it. Don't make that same mistake. And of course, be the best version you can be and enjoy your life. We only get one of them. Thank you guys again. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.